U.S., Danish troops targeted in Iraq airbase rocket attack. By Simon Kent on March 3, 2021. A military base in western Iraq that hosts U.S.-led coalition troops was struck multiple times in a rocket attack early Wednesday morning. The coalition and Iraqi military confirmed. It was not immediately known if there were any casualties in a strike that comes just 48 hours before Pope Francis's historic visit to the country. Initial reports suggest 10 rockets were used in the attack. AFP reports the attack on the sprawling Ain al-Assad base in Iraq's western desert is the fourth time in less than 3 weeks rockets hit a western installation in the country. Ain al-Assad hosts both Iraqi forces and troops from the U.S.-led coalition helping fight remnants of the Islamic State group, as well as the unmanned drones they use to surveil jihadist sleeper cells. Previous attacks have drawn a response from Washington, and as Breitbart News reported, just last Friday the Pentagon said it had domestic and multinational legal authorities under the U.S. Constitution and United Nations international law, respectively, to conduct lethal retaliatory airstrikes in Syria against Iran-backed militia groups behind the attacks. President Joe Biden on Thursday ordered airstrikes in Syria that targeted infrastructure used by Iran militia groups as the Islamic Republic becomes increasingly belligerent under the new administration in Washington. On February 15, one of those attacks that targeted the airport in northern Iraq's Erbil region reportedly killed a Filipino contractor with the U.S.-led coalition and injured six others, including a National Guard soldier and four contractors, all American. Wednesday's attack hit the same base where Iran struck with a barrage of missiles in January last year in retaliation for the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani outside Baghdad airport. Dozens of U.S. service members were injured, suffering concussions in that strike. Denmark, which also has troops at the base, condemned the attack, saying Allied forces at Ain al-Assad are there at the invitation of the Iraqi government, helping to bring stability and security to a region under threat from by newfound Iranian aggression on land and sea. Despicable attacks against Ain al-Assad base in #Iraq are completely unacceptable, Danish Foreign Minister Jeppe Kofod tweeted. The Danish armed forces said two Danes, who were in the camp at the time of the attack, are unharmed. Wednesday's attack comes 2 days before Pope Francis is scheduled to visit Iraq in a much-anticipated trip that will include Baghdad, southern Iraq, and in the northern city of Erbil. To stem the spread and control the crowds during the Pope's visit, Iraq is set to extend its weekend lockdowns to include the entirety of the papal visit from March 5 to 8. AFP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.